supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
If only your car was this reliable more than a decade after the warranty ran out, and this vehicle hasn't been in the shop for all that time as well. Let's look under the hood with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, although it's only gone some 28 miles, it's still a remarkable achievement.
It's got to be one of my favorite stories about space technology, Dave, is the rover Opportunity on the surface of Mars left Earth, 14 years ago, landed on the surface of Mars with the expectation that it would complete its mission and be done in 9 months. That would be the end of it. And while there have been some glitches along the way, various kinds of hardware problems, there have also been issues of sand traps and crater slopes and dust storms and things of that nature, this spacecraft has found a way to keep going and going and going, to the tune of having returned to us some 225,000 images from the surface of Mars and confirmation that indeed water did exist on Mars at one time in the dim distant past, and that amount of water was much greater than we ever suspected, and the temperature on Mars was much warmer than we ever expected.
Water did exist on the surface. Water still exists subsurface.
First was, you know, the concept that water could have been there as we look at the geologic features, and then spacecraft like the rover Opportunity and Spirit search around on the surface and come up with evidence of the prior existence of water. Then there's the Phoenix lander, which a few years ago landed near the North Poles of Mars, scratched onto the upper surface of the soil, and just a few centimeters down found evidence of permafrost. Well, these things kind of confirm the existence of water. I've actually heard it said in this way, that there's enough water frozen into the soil of Mars that if you could melt it all, you could flood the planet, flood the entire planet to a depth of 36 feet.
H2O, like river water, or salt water, like in an ocean?
Obviously, because it's a liquid that has percolated somehow through the soils of Mars, there will be some mineral content there, but spectrographs mounted on board that Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter spacecraft have been able to see the actual clear signature of significant amounts of regular everyday water, H2O. It's thought that this water actually came about from dustings of snow or frost on the Martian surface that then became compacted and recrystallized as this water ice.
Is there a definitive answer to the question whether water on Earth and now Mars is indigenous to those planets, or if it was somehow seeded by comets or other sources outside of the planet?
The jury is still out as to which one of those processes dominated the establishment of water in either place. We certainly do understand that through volcanic geologic processes, water can be liberated from molten magma such that it can provide a condensate eventually from clouds that are blasted out of volcanoes that could then collect into large amounts of water on a planet like Earth and possibly Mars as well. But there is still some to be said about the idea and about the evidence we've seen about large amounts of ice in space that could have bombarded the planets early on as well. So as to which one, not sure yet.
Is Mars among the planets visible in the night sky this week?
Mars is actually visible in our skies this month, and it's in a really interesting configuration with its other planets, Jupiter and Saturn. We're observing in the pre-dawn sky, somewhere between 4:30 and 6 a.m., over in the east-southeast and around to the south, these three planets are in a line. If we start with the easternmost member, that would be Saturn. It's the dimmer of the three. And if we move over to our right towards the south, next is small and reddish Mars, and then the largest planet of the solar system, Jupiter, is the one that's around in the south. Shore dwellers in particular can take advantage of the ocean horizon views to enjoy this over the next week. It will look really wonderful. And in addition, tomorrow morning, Friday morning, and Saturday morning, there are excellent views of International Space Station added to the Morning Sky show. And you can find out more information about how to site International Space Station at www.fi.edu/space.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.